Good evening to everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's Legal Shield War 16 conference call. We've got an absolutely fantastic call lined up for you guys tonight. I hope you all have pen and paper ready to take some good diligent notes, because I know our guest speakers are definitely share some nuggets that you definitely want to write down. But before we get started tonight, I'd like to go straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, to Platinum Executive Director, Millionaire Club member, six-figure income earner, but most importantly, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Thanks. I do have a couple of quick announcements before we get to tonight's special guest speakers and trainers. First, our very own More Success Team associate, Ms. Linda Bowden, will be the featured speaker this Saturday, July 14th, at the Missouri-Kansas Regional Event. Linda will be training on the 7 steps to Legal Shield success, how to build a rock-solid business that will pay you now and decades into the future. Ms. Bowden actually just celebrated her 25th year in Legal Shield and still loves what she does. She's achieved some of the top levels of success. She's a platinum jacket earner, an inaugural Millionaire Club member, an inaugural RVP over regional vice president over 4 different states, inaugural group trainer, taught schools in 20 different states. She sold over 5,000 personal sales. Her team has actually sold over 500,000 memberships. She has over 100,000 organizational associates. She's a multiple top retention award winner, a top 10 recruiter in the nation for 2012. 120 consecutive month, 10 years in Performance Club. Of course, she's our More Success Team winner of our team award. If you need more information on that, just go to www.shieldmidwest.com for event details. That's shieldmidwest.com. The next thing that I want to announce is that make sure and dial in tomorrow. Call in on the phone Tuesday, July 10th at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time to a special call that's going to be hosted by your president and CEO, Alan Fernley, for a sneak peek into the Dallas Learning and Leadership Conference. Everything about this event will be unlike any other. It's a whole new Legal Shield event experience, so don't miss this important call. To participate, just dial 712-432-8959. Again, that's 712-432-8959. The PIN is 775. If you're a Canadian caller, just dial 832-225-5070. Again, that's 832-225-5070. And again, the PIN is 775. There's also going to be a Super Saturday at the Legal Shield home office in Ada, Oklahoma on July the 21st. It's going to be featuring your More Success Team leadership, Platinum and Millionaire Club members Ken and Jeremy Moore. They have nearly 50 years of combined experience in this industry, so if you want to learn from the best of the best, you surely don't want to miss that event if you're anywhere close to Oklahoma. But now the interesting news tonight's special guest, I simply want to go to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member who continues to lead the international expansion of our More Success Team now for nearly 3 decades. And that's none other than Mr. Ken Moore. Are you on, Mr. Moore?
I am right here, Randy, and I'm excited to have these folks going to be on here tonight. And glad to hear your voice, Randy. You know, these people tonight, they're going to be training about a lot of things. But they're strong believers in God. They're strong believers in their family. They're strong believers. But they're going to be training on belief in the company, belief in the service, and belief in network marketing, and belief in ourselves. These people are outstanding people. They've been with Legal Shield since October 12th to 97. Didn't really get started to March 2000. Linda, the lady of the group, worked for a group of dermatologists in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And Ray and Linda Rios, worked with the federal government. And he used to work for the IRS, and then he went full-time with Army National Guard and retired as a major after 24 years of service. So we owe a lot to people like Ray that served in the military, as many of us have. They've achieved the level of gold executive director, and they're pushing to go to platinum just any time now. Legal Shield is their sole source of income. In the beginning, it was 100% just group, but now it's about 30% of the business because they started in the team. You know, Randy, have a group of children, three of them's in Legal Shield. They've had health problems, family challenges, legal, always Legal Shield seems to be their savior in many of those experiences. And today, Linda's working with Ray and supporting him full-time in the Legal Shield business for the last 7 years. Great, wonderful people. I tell you, they're just absolutely what it's all about. Good team players, just good folks to have around you. Ladies and gentlemen, my honor and my privilege to introduce you, Mr. Ray and Linda Reels.
Good evening.
Good evening, Ray. It's your show, my friend.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it very much. I'm going to have Linda share a few minutes of our time, and then I'll come back and do a little bit of sharing, if I may.
Wonderful. It's your show. Go for it.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Moore. Thank you, the Moore family. I really appreciate you having us on the call. We're blessed to be in your team, and I'm so excited about listening to what Raymond has to say. I have heard it a couple of times, but I know we need some time to remind us about what we're in. But one of the things that I wanted to let everybody know that's on the call, most of you know my story. Most of you don't know because you're brand new or you just got started. But when I started the business, I hardly didn't speak no English. And little by little, I have accomplished that, have you noticed. And I'm so excited because of this business, I have accomplished a lot. And having the husband that I have, I just tell everybody, you know what, every time I wake up in the morning, I thank God for giving me the husband I have because I think this is very important. I've been a supportive wife. If you're out there and don't have a supportive wife or husband, just be patient because you will have it. Just keep on going. Keep on believing in your dreams and looking forward. Because of this business, I've been able to go to almost 11 trips with Legal Shield. And for me, they're the most exciting trips that I ever have been in, paid vacations and spending that time with my husband. I also had I had to go to Puerto Rico this year for my mom passed in May 25th. And because I didn't have a job, I could spend 13 days in Puerto Rico and spend it with my family. And it was awesome because it made us unite a lot more, me being there for so many days. So I thank this business because of what it has given us. And it's like Mr. Moore always says, God first, family second, and business third. And one of the golden nuggets that I would like to let everybody know that if you have a Spanish-speaking person in your team, don't give up on them. You know, they'll accomplish what they have to accomplish no matter about the language barrier, because it's not about just about them. It's about the product that we have that will get them to that point where they're going to accomplish a lot in this business. So don't give up on them. So I just want to go ahead and thank you again. Go ahead and I'll introduce my husband, Mr. Reels.
Thank you, Mrs. Reels. Appreciate that. Hey, first and foremost, it's an honor to be on this call. It is very humbling, and I want to say thank you to the entire Moore family. You know, they are our family. Thank you, Linda. It was so beautiful. And let me get to the bottom of what I want to share with you. You know, you heard the story, and I encourage you to buy a Profile of Success if you don't have one yet. If you have one already, I encourage you to read it. I encourage you to learn about what we're all about, and I guarantee you that among all the associates of Legal Shield, we, the Moore Success Team, are recognized for something very solid. I'm not saying the other teams don't believe like we do, but the Moore Success Team believes that God is always first, family is always second, and business is always third. And, you know, as I'm listening on this call, I hear beep, beep, beep. Do you know that that's people signing up on the call to listen to this call? Imagine you if one day you have a team call like this call, and it's beeping crazy like it's been beeping for the last 15 minutes. That's hundreds of thousands of people in your team, and somebody else will be there as well. I want to talk to you about four main things. You know, Legal still means a lot to myself and to Linda. During the recent loss of her mom, it was a privilege not having to count on a boss for permission to say, honey, you can go. You see, we were at a business meeting presenting to Rolla Group when we received a call from Puerto Rico. And as a professional that I am in my business, I excused myself because I understood that family is way more prioritized than business, that business owner understood because it was a family matter. But we got in the car, went to the house, picked up a couple of pieces of clothing, put it in a luggage. I drove all the way from Tucson to Phoenix, dropped her minutes before the flight left. And you tell me if God is not among us. Minutes before the flight leaves, she's able to contact somebody there who literally walked her all the way through the gate and caught the plane before she left. And she was able to spend that quality time with the family in such a special moment. It is what this business empowers us to do, and therefore we must not give up. So I want to tell you that one of the main things you should do, and I know that I'm speaking to the choir because you're on this call. Many of your team members are not on this call, so hopefully you send them to the recording. But it's belief in our company. 40 years in the making, and I want to say that one of the biggest things you can do to develop the belief in this company, in your business, is go to Ada, Oklahoma, and visit our family in Ada, Oklahoma. That will go from a visual perspective to a mind perspective, which will be transferred to the heart, and you will understand why people in Ada are the way they are. And your belief will be so full that it doesn't matter who tried to steal your dream, there's no way they'll take it away from you. So you must develop the belief in our company. In basic training, we talk about the history of the company. It's history in the making, ladies and gentlemen. We were created for a purpose which we have not delivered the entire purpose yet, because there's only less than 2 million people that have the service. So therefore, you and I must have a crusade mentality. To develop the belief in the company is by knowledge and by experience. And once you develop that belief, it's going to translate to the next belief, which is the belief in the service. See, the only reason you're going to grow in your business is when you start believing and take that service from your mind to your heart, and you start sharing with people and understand that they need it. So once you understand that the service is as valuable as it is, you're going to become a user of the service. Not until the day you sit down and do your will questionnaire, you will not understand why your prospective clients should have a will. Not until you sit down and complete the will questionnaire and have that peace of mind that has been witnessed and notarized, that you know that your last wishes will be done based on your desire when you're still competent and well thought. See, through these experiences we've had recently with our families, we've had the experience of our own family members not making that decision on time. And it hurts when you know that sooner or later we're all going to check out. We hope that we all go to heaven, but we know that some will not go to heaven, but 100% of us will be going to be gone. So why not do that important document, which is our will? Start using the services, and most importantly, as you protect families, take a little bit of time. Don't delegate only on MAS or MAS, or don't delegate only on corporate to do the follow-ups for you. You take the responsibility the same way you took the commission when it was deposited into your account. You should take the responsibility to call your client and say, "Hey, Mary, did you get the will questionnaire?" And have an opportunity to share with them why you should sit down and maybe help them complete the will questionnaire. Or maybe help do a three-way call to the attorneys so they can start using the services. Because when that happens, guess what? Your retention goes up. And you heard, speaking about Linda Bowden, one of the highest retentions in the company. Why? Because of the commitment to help the client utilize the service. So become a product of the product by using the services and help your clients use it so you can have lifelong residual renewable income. See, the belief in the product is important, ladies and gentlemen. The belief in the company is ultimately important. You see, when you went to college and got a degree, so those of you that got a degree, you went to get a degree because either you wanted a better job, you wanted a better paying job, or because somebody wants to get rid of you, and they finished college for 4 or 6 years. But once you finish your college degree, you went to work for somebody. You dedicated part of your life to work with someone, or currently, if you're young enough, you're dedicating part of your life to work for somebody else because you have a purpose. In Legal Shield, we do have a purpose. So therefore, you must develop a belief in the company, a strong belief. Nobody takes the dream away from you. And believe in the product or our service. On both services, and if you're brand new, you must be thinking about, okay, what should I do? Well, look, call the person who introduced you to the company and let them guide you through the process. Us in the More Success team, a lot of us do groups, but we also do small businesses. We also do recruiting. So it all depends based on your skill level, what is best for you. And the person who brought you on board should know that. So you must ask for help. Well, guess what? If you're on a path going somewhere and you're going without a map, will you get there? Not by default. You must have a plan. You must have a map to get there. The third belief I want to talk to you about is the belief in our industry. And I am still, look, I've been with this company for 15 years as a member, 12 years marketing services. I still believe that our company is a product-driven company because we only have a service that nobody else has. But some of our leaders also understand that we're a network marketing company. I do believe we have a network marketing component, but our business has been mainly formed with groups, small business, and individuals. So I know that we have tons of people with GEDs and PhD making a solid six-figure income. So we know that every one of us can, as well as the people we bring on board. But the belief in the industry of network marketing is only gained not by experience, not by trial and error, not by mudslinging people to the wall and see if they stick and stay and build something. I mean, some of that stuff works, but mainly because you study the concept of network marketing. It is the only concept viable in this country left where you and I can build a legacy for our family. Not only can we break away from the financial chains that our jobs hold us down to, but build a legacy for our family where you, once you're gone, you're gone. But guess what? Your family reaps the rewards because you built something. Network marketing as an industry must be studied so nobody can tell you fluff that it's a pyramid, it's a scam. All those are just excuses of ignorant people that don't want to understand that going to school, getting a good education, and working for Uncle Sam or somebody else is a true answer, which is baloney. We all know that because many of us have done that, been there, done that, and it hasn't worked. So therefore, we must understand that network marketing as an industry, it is a viable way to do it. And if you can understand it and you can learn it and decide to learn to become a professional, become a professional in the market industry when you're on a one-on-one conversation with that insurance agent and he or she asks you, so what are you doing? I'm a network marketing professional. You can speak with authority. Why? Because it is a profession the same way that you go to college to get a degree in engineering, mechanics, or whatever it is. It's simply that a lot of our experiences and our ranking and our skin is developed through time and through experience. But I want to suggest that you pick up a book. It's a pretty old book. You can find it at any used bookstore. Or if you want to spend the money that it costs right to buy it, it's up to you. But I encourage you to find the book, Your First Year in Network Marketing, from Mr. Mark Yarnell. Now, I don't get any kind of proceeds for recommending this book. What I do get is the knowledge by reading the book and applying what I read, because I know that as an industry, network marketing has shut down a lot of great people because their knowledge base was weak. With network marketing, once you take this book and read it and go into other books and talk about the subject, you will understand why Legal Shield is positioned for an incredible explosion and why our new leadership, Rick Mason, Adam Fernie, some of the others are so excited for our company. Why? Because we are about to experience an explosion that has never been experienced in this company. So you must learn and position yourself properly to develop your belief. Again, first, the belief in the company. Second, the belief in the product and service we offer. Third, the belief in network marketing as an industry. Because if you're a plumber, you must have gone to plumbing school. If you're a teacher, you must have gone to college to get an educational degree. If you're a doctor, you must have gotten a medical degree. So if you are in network marketing with Legal Shield, you must get a degree in network marketing. And the only way to do it is to learn from the masters. Fourth belief, and I think it's the most important belief, and something I've learned from the Moore family. See, when in the year 2000 we decided to get involved with this company actively, we were already a member, we were already an associate, we just didn't do anything. We just ignored my sponsor, Mr. Rex Legale, for so long that he said, you know what, remember that comment Lindo said, if you have any Spanish-speaking people in your team, be patient with them? It's because we are a little bit difficult to handle. That's why Lindo made that comment. But if Mr. Rex Legale would have given up on me, would have flushed me, would have kicked me in the rear, would have thrown me out, or not count on me and encouraged me to quit or whatever it was, I wouldn't have been here today. But because he was patient, it took me time, 2.5 years later, I decided to get involved, and now we're where we're at. And we're not even scratching the surface. By the way, as a matter of fact, I made this claim because it's going to happen. Linda and I are working to become platinum executive directors by the end of 2012. That is our goal, and that's what we're working for. That's why we're doing 90-day runs every 90 days. Anyways, we'll go there in a little story. But the fourth belief that I want to share with you is to believe in yourself. And this is the most challenging belief that you will have, because people that you love, people that you respect, people that you admire, they will tend to sabotage your desire of success because they don't know any better. So you must, number one, take full responsibility for your success or your failure. But we know that you cannot fail in this company if you do what you need to do, so therefore, why not succeed? Now, you have the moral obligation to share with them. Why? Because they are your loved ones. They are the ones you respect. They're the ones you admire. But all you have to do is be responsible enough to open a brochure in front of them, share the services with them, and allow them to make an intelligent decision without having to feel they're being trying to be convinced by you to get something that, quote-unquote, smells like a pyramid. It sounds like a pyramid, or it sounds like a scam, or I never use an attorney, why don't you one? But once you do your presentation, you're done. But the development of the belief in yourself, besides having a strong faith in God, you must have a strong belief in yourself, because you were created for greatness and you were created for a purpose. You must find your purpose while you're still alive, because once we're gone, what good is it if we don't find what our purpose are? Do you know that we drive by cemeteries and there's so many people that die with the dreams inside. They die with a purpose inside. Why? Because they were afraid of being told no. I challenge you, Moore Team. This Moore Success Team carries the name of Moore Success Team. And every so often we have to kind of hide one eye and just read M-O-R-E instead of M-O-O-R-E. Just write Moore Success, because we all deserve more success. We can identify what is the purpose in our life. You will find out, like we're finding out, what is our purpose in this business. But the belief in yourself is the strongest belief. You must, by all means, if you don't have it yet, follow the beliefs of others who have become successful in this company to believe in yourself, because you owe it to yourself. Because someday you will impact hundreds of thousands of people like the Moore family has, with an incredible blessing to be the owners of their own business, where there's no boss that can push anybody's button, but we can push our own if we allow it to. But it gives us a chance to be the people we're meant to be. Moore family, you have really made an impact in my life and in this life, and we'll always be grateful. We'll take it for heaven with us. But here on earth, we're still on a crusade, and we must continue to share with other people belief in our company, belief in our service, belief in network marketing industry, and believe in yourself. And we'll all see you guys at the top. Mr. Moore?
Ray, that was absolutely outstanding. Anyone that couldn't listen to that and get inspired, oh, man, their wood's wet. I mean, it's soaking wet. What a wonderful job you and Linda did tonight. How much an honor it is, a privilege to have you on our team. I tell you, it's people like you that makes the world go round. And we're fortunate to have a lot of them on the Moore Success Team. I just want to say, anytime, Ray, you know that I could help you. I don't know that I can, but I tell you what, I will always try. I think you already know that. I want the team to know that, as I do. We appreciate you and Linda, and thank you so much for being on the call tonight.
Thank you, sir.
Randy, Jeremy, if you have anything else to say. Linda, I thought you might have something to say. You're going to have the meeting is going to be the great speaker that you are, and I'll tell you what, anybody's close to where you're at, they better come and listen to you to prosper from it. Do you have any words of wisdom, Linda?
No, Mr. Moore, thank you. Just we're really appreciative of you guys as part of our family, because when you don't have family close by, the family that's the closest is our legal shield family, and it's awesome to be in this company.
And it's nice to have you with our family too, Linda. Thank you, and God bless you. Randy?
Thank you.
Did you have anything, Randy? Or did you, Jeremy? If not, how about Linda Bowden? Is she on the phone? Did I lose everyone?
Papa, this is Jeremy. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can now. Yeah, I thought I'd love
it. I just want to echo what you said, that Ray and Linda did. What an awesome job, Ray. You did phenomenal. Truly great inspirational words, and really took time to take some notes and jot down a few things that you said, because you guys are true inspiration to me, and you know what you guys mean to Stephanie and myself, and wish you all the best. But what a fantastic job. So I just want to say thank you for being on the call, but thank you more for being friends to Stephanie and myself.
And, you know, Jeremy, we want to say again to everybody that it's going to be close to where Linda Bowden's going to go. They need to go hear her speak. And any of our people like that that you're ever close to, you need to go and support them, let them know you support them, let other people know you're supporting them. Learn from them as you learn from others. You know, I heard many people from lots of different states and everything else on here tonight. And, you know, I know they're still praying for Randy. He's off his medicine now. I don't know if he wants me to say it, but he's off his medicine, has to stay off for 2 weeks, no medicine whatsoever, which makes him very, very ill. And then on the 23rd, he starts thanking his therapy and everything. So would appreciate it if everybody would keep remembering that. I would like for us to just keep thinking about our team members and sticking together because, you know, the Bible says the prayers of a righteous man availeth much. With this, thanks to hundreds and thousands of people we have. And we all pray together. We're family. Folks, let's stick together. Let's keep putting God first. Keep putting family second. Keep putting legal shield third. And let's be on the sure and be on the call tomorrow with Alan Fernley so that we can hear what all that he's got to say. And we're going to have another great speaker again next week. And you have her number at the office. So if you need us, give us a call. God bless you and good night.